And after the country going to America, I was playing in houses to tell them to go, and often man, I have to go to a fair the next day, and I'd never go to bed. Mm-hmm. I was at several houses where there was, they called them the America Week now or something, mm-hmm. don't they? Mm-hmm. Well, I was in many houses where they were going to America.
What happened at these American meetings?
I go dance in a quarter barrel or a half barrel. Mm-hmm. One of them was a porter, lots of music and mm-hmm. dancing and
going
tea
night.
And go to stay there till the gopher drummer then. Mm-hmm. I went to settle the passage with Miss McGushin and drummer. She was the one that, she's in half the country, half litre from America in her time.
She did, yeah.
Huh? I'd imagine she did. She did, she half litre to America, Miss McGushin. She was in Drummond. Everyone was going. Mm-hmm. Miss McGushin. I mind from Jimmy Dunn was left out of Philly, he gets the two girls. And then over to Crowe went in 1920, to us two. And then a sister of mine went in 1922, and another sister of mine went in 1925. And that was the way it was.
It must have been very sad because you didn't really know if you were ever going to see them again, you know.
No, it wasn't that sad either, no, in a way. No.
Yeah, it was
the
way of life, was it?
It was the way of life, it wasn't that sad either. Because, I'll tell you, when I was working, you went out to America the year. And I was here younger than maybe. And I said to you, when you'd be going, no, don't forget me, they'll send me my passage, maybe. And that's the way it was, that's the way family was, prior to that system. And the younger, that's the family, it's one person went to America, one brought out there, and the whole family was nearly out in America, maybe five or six or seven children out in America in no time. Out, cleaned out. From March the 4th, when we began to go to America, they just brought them all out. The passage come, and